It's a very halacha l'maisa question. If anyone wants to know if they're allowed to shave this week. This is a weird week in halacha, because as we all know, Tisha B'Av really is Shabbos, next Shabbos, a week from yesterday. Huh? Right. No, there's upcoming Shabbos, right. Tisha B'Av is supposed to be this upcoming Shabbos, and he's getting kicked to Sunday, a week from today. So now the shaila is, what is the halacha? Are you allowed to shave this week for work, business purposes? Is this considered, number one, Shavua Shechalbo? Meaning we know that there's a stricter level of halacha during the week of Shavua Shechalbo. That's question number one. Question number two is, even if it is Shavua Shechalbo, are you allowed to shave for work purposes on Shavua Shechalbo? So question number one, is it Shavua Shechalbo? So for this, it's a little bit easier, a little bit more straightforward halacha. The answer is, it's a machlokas. The Torah brings down, but at least it's explicit. Part two is going to be harder. Part one, at least we're fine. There's a machlokas brought down in the Torah. Two opinions. If, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and gets kicked to Sunday, is the previous week, the prior week, i.e. this week, considered Shavua Shechalbo or not? The Rosh says it's not Shavua Shechalbo. The Smag seems to say it is Shavua Shechalbo. Part of that could be dependence, just a little bit of lumdis, about what makes something Shavua Shechalbo. Is it halachically the week that Tisha B'Av comes out, which halachically would mean it is Shavua Shechalbo because halachically Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Okay, for practical purposes, it gets kicked to Sunday. But if the halacha is that the week that Tisha B'Av falls out is Shavua Shechalbo, this week is Shavua Shechalbo. But if you say it's based on if practically the week that you fast, so we're not fasting this week, so this week is not Shavua Shechalbo, fine, Shulchan Aruch help is not much more helpful than the Torah. He brings down both days. So Svardim, a little bit more room to be made. If you're a Svardi, you could say that maybe it's not Shavua Shechalbo, and that's how the Kaf HaChaim and others want to say for the Svardish of Poskim, perhaps. The problem is the Ashkenazim. So the Ashkenazim, most Poskim say that this week is considered Shavua Shechalbo for anything which is mentioned in the Gemara, which is shaving and washing clothes and things like that. What would it not be Shavua Shechalbo for? Perhaps for meat or any minhagim, the Kli Zemer. If somehow you have a minhag and you listen to Kli Zemer except for anything but Shavua Shechalbo, or if let's say Svardim and they only don't eat Shavua Shechalbo, whatever reason is, you don't want to make siyumim during Shavua Shechalbo, so then this would not be considered Shavua Shechalbo, because that's just a minhag. It's not a din which is mentioned in the Gemara. The only ones which are really mentioned in the Gemara are shaving and washing clothes and things like that. Fine. So basically, halacha l'maisa for shaving, it is Shavua Shechalbo this week. So now comes to part two. Okay, if it is Shavua Shechalbo this week, the million-dollar question is, can you shave for work purposes on Shavua Shechalbo? Everyone wants to know this answer. Problem is, it's not as explicit as everyone would like. You take a Igros Moshe, a Moshe Feinstein. Now, this is fascinating because this is in Chelek. Doesn't say what Chelek. This is the earlier Chelekim. This is Arachayim Dalet. So I think it's Vav, Chelek Vav of the 8, now it's 9 volume Igros Moshe. Yeah, and this was written in Tavshin Chaf Beis, so 7 years ago, right? Something like that. Right, so what year is that in English? You could figure that out. 1962 to his Nechbar Mar Shmuel Berger. Okay, 4-line Tshuva by Rav Moshe. Hinei, im echad osek be'ezo mischar l'malacha. If someone is involved in a type of work, shem lo yistaper zekano bimei asvira, or biyamim shebein yedzayim b'tamas or teshbav yilo hefsin mamon. If someone is involved in a job, that if he doesn't shave during the 3 weeks, or on svira, it's going to cause him hefsid mamon, loss of money. That's only how he says, loss of money. Oz mutter, it's mutter. Ki lo noagu b'makom hefsid. Because this Isser de never was instituted in a place where there's going to be hefsid. Here we go. Last line. Aval b'shavua shechalbo Tisha B'Av, which I just told you is this week. Aser midina de Gemara, which is Aser de Gemara actually mentions shavua shechalbo. It's the only thing the Gemara mentions. We add on the 9 days and 3 weeks. Ein lahatir. No, period. End of tshuva. 19, what do we say? 62. Rav Moshe says, usur to shave during this week. No, did I miss anything? Whole tshuva, I read you from start to finish. This is what is quoted, this tshuva is quoted in the Nechamas Yisrael, in every other, you look online, you Google it in all these English compilations online. All everyone ever quotes is this Rav Moshe, okay? Problem is, there's another Rav Moshe which came later, which I don't know why the Velt doesn't quote it. I have a suspicion why the Velt doesn't quote it. It's because it's in Chelek Ches, which is not the most yeshivish version of Rav Moshe Chelek Ches. If anyone wants to know, we could talk off why this is the controversial volume. It was edited differently a little bit. So we'll leave it at that. So Rav Moshe Chelek Ches, now this was written, it doesn't say because this is one of the long tshuvas, but this was written or published for sure after it. Tav Shin Mem Gimel to Rav Mordechai Tenwer. No, Tav Shin Mem Gimel is now 80s, right? 83, right? Okay, year before I'm born. 1983, and listen to this. He says, I look at my Rav Moshe that I wrote in that earlier volume, a tshuva katsara, it was a teeny tshuva, in which I said, I didn't give any explanation. I said, it's usur doing the Shmush HaChalbo. And a lot of people asked me, he says, Shekama Pamim Orisi Shloka Tshuva Zu. I paskind not like this tshuva. In other words, you're allowed to shave this week. Shulkein Mukhrachani Levara. So I had to write a new tshuva to explain it. And in this tshuva, a hard tshuva to read, I'll read you the key line because I don't want to even paraphrase because this is the key line. I'll make sure I'm getting it correct. He writes, Pashut Sha'asr hatasporas b'shavu shachabo tishabav. For sure it's usur to shave in the shavu shachabo tishabav. Gam kal she'ayideza yimane melacha. Even if you're going to sit at home and, you know, twiddle your thumbs for the whole week. Hurak be'inish she'ein lo tsar milavos. That's only for someone who has no embarrassment to borrow the money that he's losing for sitting at home and twiddling his thumbs this week. If he is easily able to borrow the money, he's going to lose $1,000, $2,000 this week. He's just going to borrow that money and somehow make it back. The only kind of example I could think, I don't know if you're running some investment firm that you borrow money to invest and you're going to, I don't know, borrow the money somewhere else instead of going to clients. I'm not sure how, what situation would be that you could transfer the money that you normally make a week and borrow it and that would put you back, you know.
No net deficit?
Right. He's saying no net deficit because you could just borrow that whatever capital you need, you can get through another borrowing process. You may have to pay a little, maybe there's a net loss because you pay interest. Maybe a bit like, I don't know, some heteriskas, I don't know. I'm not sure. And he says, Avo, kishakashulo lavos. If it's hard to borrow money, she'ain lo makirin me'evu shepshulam lavos. So you don't have some, you know, some fund that will just, you know, give you an infusion of cash easily. Ain lo osro kishulo yasig memuachash koi stopper zikano. Then you're not usr. Av shasr tasporus to Medina, even though the Gemara says, Tivadeu kedavar avud. You're going to lose that money for good. You lost $3,000. Shapashin rani as daiti shamutru as stopper ba'ofen shikadavar avud. If you're going to lose money off it, you're going to have a net loss, you don't have to give up cash for that. He says, an avel is allowed to go get up from Shiva how many days? After 3 days for davar ha'avud. So he says, you know, worse than an avel, says Rav Moshe. He says, came mistavar ani as daiti b'medina so. America. In America, he says, Kai gavna barbe mekoma shwayucha lavod waharvia kashwayu stopper. If you don't shave, you're not going to have business. No, if you're going to get fired, what about a job where you have a salary like myself, where my money is not based on client per se, but it's based on a salary, right? I'm paid a set salary. So if my boss doesn't like what you look like, you get fired, and then it's not just a 3 week loss, then you're out on the street. So if that's the case, so then for sure Rav Moshe would say, no? I would imagine, yeah. Yeah, now we need, I found the Madone Shlomo. So the Madone Shlomo is Rabbi Rachmiel Fried from Texas. And he writes his awesome Svarim Israel. He wrote Yom Tovshenei Kel Chasa Shkaich. He wrote Yom Tovshenei Kel Chasa. And listen to what he writes. Now, tell me what you think about this. He's quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman. Omer Maran. So So he says, if you're, he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, if someone's amongst the Goyim and he's all alive, he's going to lose his parnas if he doesn't shave. Rashoy Liskaleach, he's allowed to shave. Bitukufa Zos. What does that mean? What does that mean? You know Shur Shakabo, yes or no? Bitukufa Zoo. But then Rav Shlomo Zalman says he's mud, he complains about all these Israelis who try to use a setter. He says, in Israel, you don't have the setter. In America, you have the setter. In Israel, it's all Israelis, you know, all Yidden, it's, you don't have the setter. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, though, bitkufa zos. In the footnote, he quotes Rav Moshe, the earlier Rav Moshe, who seems to say not Shvu Shechabo. But I don't know, is he saying that Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees with Rav Moshe or agrees with that Rav Moshe? In other words, what would Rav Shlomo Zalman say Shvu Shechabo? So I emailed and tried to call Rabbi Fried. I couldn't reach him. I probably have the wrong email, wrong number. I will let you know the thing I think what he's saying is, and this is what, so one Achron quote him, seems that he would say, Rabbi Fried, I think he's saying that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman would allow you to shave doing Shvur Shechabo if you're going to lose your job, which would be like the later Rav Moshe, not the earlier Moshe, which I think is a heter. No, Maisa, I'm going to shave this week, I think, based on this. See if you can get away with it. And for me, you can't get away with it. Someone told me, he has 32 interviews for a job this week, you know, in these 9 days. He says, one, he's a law student, he's a ton of interviews. He says he's going to have to shave. So in that situation, I think it's Davar Ovid. For sure, you'd be allowed to shave based on this as well. Shkoyach.